Virtual reality looks more like real life every day, but ultimately it doesn't feel real. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Kylie Kaczynski tells us about a new device that's meant to fill that gap.
Carnegie Mellon University senior Kathy Fang didn't expect life to become so virtual when she started developing Wirality 6 months ago. But a device that helps VR users experience the sense of touch might be something we'd all enjoy a little more right now.
Not only would it allow me to, you know, feel like some person in front of me, I can also interact with them in a quote-unquote physical way.
In addition to high-fiving characters in a game, users could also simulate touching furniture in a store or statues in a museum. It works by attaching the user's hands to a spring-loaded mechanism that uses a motion sensor to communicate with the VR headset. Wirality doesn't need a motor or a separate power source. Fang says that makes it cheap to produce.
The cost of manufacturing this design is very low because we use parts that are all off-the-shelf components and parts that can be 3D printed.
Wirality stops short of simulating picking up an object or feeling the texture, but Fang hopes it can be combined with other technology in the future to create a fuller virtual reality experience. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kylie Kaczynski. WESA receives funding from CMU.